Yesterday we started the chapter on zakat and the different virtues for zakat. And we were giving a few examples of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not linked our wealth with our intelligence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not linked our wealth with our capabilities and our abilities. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked our wealth with our taqdeer. And our taqdeer is based upon our charity that we give, upon our actions that we give, our amal that we do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked it to these type of things. So we gave a few examples of few people that had no outward, apparently outwardly they had nothing, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with so much. So there's another incident that comes to mind, another story, I'll just mention it quickly, that there was, I think this was maybe 2 days ago, one brother came to visit at the office. So he's sitting and he's talking to me and he's telling me that the economy is right down. I'm going to show you how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one economy can give somebody, in one economy he can deprive somebody. Not deprive, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reason for doing it is not of hikmat. We don't question the reason of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, he came and he's telling me that the economy is right down. And people generally at the moment have been very bad. Last few months sales have been very, very bad and very low. And it's a general trend. Now the general trend is everybody is going through a bad patch at the moment. So after I finished off with him, there was another person that was waiting. So then he came in and he's complaining. Now the next person came and he's complaining. Immediately after this person, when the next person came, he's complaining. He says, I got a problem. I said, what's your problem? He says, in the last 3 months, my sales went up by 30 million rand. Now I'm worried that how I'm going to pay the taxes for that. So one person came to complain that his sales are right down. Next person came to complain that his sales have gone right up in the last few months. So this is the thing of taqdeer. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give one person, he'll give one person. He wants to deprive another person, he'll deprive him. But everyone, we should always be happy with the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person thinks of it like that, then to discharge his zakat becomes very easy. Why? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's doing. The rosy is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not in my hands, it's not in the hands of the economy, it's not in the hands of the external factors, it's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person will put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what Allah Pak will give him, this person will be happy with. There's one hadith that comes, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that when آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا فَلَمْ يُؤَدِّ زَكَاتَهُ, a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this person wealth, فَلَمْ يُؤَدِّ زَكَاتَهُ, this person does not discharge his zakat. So he had been given wealth, but he did not discharge his zakat. وُثِّلَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شُجَاءً أَقْرَى. That same wealth that he thought he was hoarding and he was saving, and he thought that wealth would be a benefit to him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that wealth will be made and converted into a bald snake, shuja'an akra, a bald snake, lahu zabibatan. And not only will it be bald, this snake will have 2 black dots over its eyes to make it even more fierce. Can you imagine? One is a snake, it's a huge snake, then it is bald, and then it got 2 black dots over its eyes, lahu zabibatan. Yutawqahu yawm al-qiyamah, this person will be, the snake will come and it will yoke around his neck. The same snake will come and yoke around his neck. Now what was that? That was that same wealth that this person was hoarding and not discharging zakat upon it. And then, ثُمَّ يَأْخُذُ بِلِهِزِمَتَيْهِ, now the snake will start biting at his cheeks. يَعْنِ شِدْقِهِ, the place where his jaws are, but his cheeks, it will start biting him. First it will yoke around his neck and then it will start biting him. ثُمَّ يَقُولُ أَنَا مَالُكُ أَنَا كَنْزُكُ, then the snake will address him and tell him, أَنَا مَالُكُ, I am that wealth of yours, I am that storage of yours, that store of yours that you kept and you didn't discharge your zakat, I am that same wealth of yours. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثُمَّ تَلَا وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَخَيْرًا لَهُمْ بَلْ هُوَ شَرٌ لَهُمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayat, don't think that those people that are hoarding, those people that are holding back their wealth, huwa khairul lahum, don't think that is good for them, bal huwa sharrul lahum, that is evil for them. So yutawqoona ma bakhilu bihi yawm al-qiyamah, it will be wrapped around their neck, it will be yoked around them, the same wealth that they had hoarded. So there is major warnings in the hadith for a person that does not discharge his zakat, and there are benefits also for a person that discharges and gives his zakat. So therefore zakat is a very, very important pillar of Islam. It's not something that we should take lightly. People generally look at other things, but zakat, delay it unnecessarily. Don't calculate it. Don't have a zakat date, which is extremely important to have a zakat date. All these things are very important factors, like how a person has got the time for salah, like that there is a date for calculating the zakat, and then after a person calculates his zakat, there's something else that's charged in the zakat. All these things are important. We should try and learn the masail. These are important masail. They're not very complicated. They're easy masail, but we should try and make it a point to learn the masail. We're all involved in some type of business, so it's necessary that we know the laws of zakat. Even if a person is not involved in business, sometimes a woman may have jewelry, she may have gold, silver, or other items of jewelry that will attract zakat. Then it is necessary for her to know her wealth, for example, her cash that she may have, or she may have some investment in a business that is trading. So like that she will be getting some money. So even for the woman also to know the laws of zakat is important. Anyway, we'll do two ayat of the Quran today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَٰلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. It's normally the style of the muhaddithin that if there is the ayat of the Quran that is tying up with the chapter that they have brought, they bring the ayat of the Quran to show that there is some thubut, there is some substance for what they are saying from the Quran. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this ayat that they had been commanded only to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, devoting their religion solely to Him and turning away from every other type of religion to perform salah and to give zakat. This is the true religion. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. This is the true religion. And then, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتَزَكِّيهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take charity from their wealth by which you may purify and cleanse them. Yesterday we explained that this zakat that a person is giving is actually washing his wealth, is cleaning his wealth, is giving his wealth like an auto valley, is purifying his wealth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. From their wealth, take that sadaqah that is due. And what is the sadaqah? 1/40th, which is equal to 2.5%. Take that sadaqah that is due. And what is the benefit? تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Through it, you will purify and cleanse them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we learn these laws of zakat, we bring in these laws of zakat, and we appreciate this beautiful aspect of our deen. It is mentioned that if every rich person gives his zakat, every rich person gives the zakat that is due on him, there won't be one poor person left. Why? Because everyone has given what is due upon him. It is because the rich are not discharging the zakat, that's why you find there are so many poor people around. So therefore it is necessary that we do what we can do. Others are not discharging their zakat, it is their problem, it is between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we must ensure that we discharge our zakat. And even after discharging our zakat, we make niyat that we want to give more in charity. The more a person gives, the more a person gives, it is Allah's system, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the person more. So this same person I was telling about, who was telling us that he is worried that his taxes are gone so high now, because he's got a policy that whatever amount of zakat he gives, he matches that amount of lillah. So for example, if he is giving 10 million rand zakat for the year, he'll match the 10 million with 10 million lillah. That's his policy, he's got. That whatever zakat I give, I match it. Because to give zakat is generally easy. But to give that lillah, that extra, that optional charity, that is difficult. But people that have got the style in them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just blesses them. This is the style of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously a person doesn't ignore his other obligations that he has to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over and above his other obligations, treating his staff well, being kind and courteous to his customers, showing akhlaq and showing good character to his suppliers, all this is part of deen. When a person does this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally blesses that person. Sometimes it might not be seen monetary wise, but the barakat is seen otherwise. So therefore, this is something that we should bring into our lives. Allah pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.